Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word Ibad al-Rahman. He says, why doesn't he use such words such as, O you who believe, or something similar? Why Ibad? Why Abad?
Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyihi wa mustafa, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. All praise due to Allah alone, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his last messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, I would like to congratulate the questioner for pondering the meaning of the verses of the Quran. This is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah the Almighty says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. That we should think and we should reflect upon the verses of the Quran. So with regards to the question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says by the end of Surah Al-Furqan, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Then the verses go on and on to explain the traits of the servants of the Most Merciful. The answer of this question lies in the conclusion. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counted their beautiful traits, He stated by the end of the surah, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Such people who are the servants of the Most Gracious Ar-Rahman, يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا, they shall be rewarded with paradise as a result of their patience. They endure this life patiently. They had sabr to offer what Allah has commanded them to do, patience to avoid what Allah has prohibited, and patience upon calamities and afflictions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assures them with the best news, which is خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. They shall abide therein eternally. Who will be more eligible for Allah's mercy than such people? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named them the servants of the Most Gracious, because of what they will get from Him. Remember, we stated before, Allah the Almighty says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَاءِ. The ayah means, to Allah belongs the beautiful names. So whenever you invoke Him by these beautiful names. And in the sound hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ أَسْمَاءَ. Indeed, Allah has 99 beautiful names. مَأَةً إِلَّا وَاحِدًا. 100 minus 1. مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said there are 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever will study them, recite them, invoke Allah by any of them, understand their meanings, and live the beautiful meanings of these beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall enter paradise, not just memorize them. So accordingly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam counted some of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in fact, that hadith does not literally mean that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only 100 minus 1. No. Rather, it says these are some of the names according to the other hadith which was stated. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by every name of His, whether He taught it to any of His living creatures or revealed it in His book, or maybe He has preserved it with Him in the knowledge of the unseen. So, if you go a couple of verses before the verses which stated the traits of the servants of the Most Merciful, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started talking about Ibad al-Rahman, there is a verse which says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ أَنَسْجُدُوا لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا. And this is by the way one of the verses which require us to prostrate. So whenever it was said to them, prostrate yourselves before the Most Gracious al-Rahman, the Meccans objected and said, وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ, and what is the Most Gracious? Do you just command us to prostrate ourselves and we will comply to whatever you say without believing in it? وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. And it increased them nothing but only aversion and being going away, further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ دَعُوا اللَّهَ أَوَدُعُوا الرَّحْمَانَ أَيَّمَّا تَدُعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Which means, say, invoke Allah by His most beautiful name, which is Allah, the only one who is worth of worship. Or invoke Him by His name, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا, by whichever name you invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, to Him belongs the beautiful names. لِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Why did this happen? Because the Meccans did not believe in Ar-Rahman or Ar-Rahim. That's why during the treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, to conclude the treaty in writing, he said, write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the Meccan delegation objected and said, no, erase it. We do not recognize ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Had we believed in ar-Rahman, would have followed you, but we are your opponents. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Ali, erase it and just write Bismika Allahumma or Bismillah. Okay? But Ali insisted and he was reluctant, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forced him to do it. Then later on, belief became widespread and people realized what's Ar-Rahman, which is one of the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only those who believe in its meaning and believe in the rest of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the servants of the Most Merciful, who fulfill the traits which were mentioned by the end of Surah Al-Furqan, will be eligible most for the mercy of the Most Merciful.
Jazakallah khair.